And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Jeff Mariani from Sagos Island Fishing Charters. We're having a great time talking some fishing, a lot of great fishing here. We still need to dive in heavily Jeff's operations down there for those that may not be familiar. But the big thing is here is raising money to take kids fishing. Right, Mike? And so how are we doing that today?
Absolutely. We are in the process of selling our grand raffle tickets for the prizes that we're going to award in April. And that's 30 really high-quality prizes that we're going to give away. And today we're doing a promotion called Win Rollo's Reel. And if you will... if you'll participate and buy grand raffle tickets today by calling Tim Baker at 909-223-9631, and if you buy 10 raffle tickets from him, you'll get an entry into this special drawing to win Rollo's Reel and a trip to Cedros Island Fishing Charters with Jeff.
Wow.
And
so cool.
One lucky winner will do that. We're going to have 150 people participating, or 150 chances is all, and then we're going to cut
it
off. And as soon as those are sold, we will give that away live right here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Now, what if you buy $200 worth of tickets?
Well, what we're going to do, if you buy $200 worth, we're going to give you 5 additional raffle tickets. These raffle tickets sell for $10 a piece. So if you buy $200 worth, we're going to give you 25 tickets.
And so, two entries.
And you'll have 2 entries to win the Rollo's Reel and Cedros Island Fishing Charters.
Wow, what a great deal. So, Jeff, tell us about a trip to Cedros Island Fishing Charters. What's it like?
So you meet us at Fastlane. And we pretty much take care of everything from that point on.
Fastlane over in Mission Bay.
Yep. And so we'll charter you down to the CBX. We'll get you onto our King Air. We'll rock.
You have everything all set.
Private flight. Yeah. Once you get to over here to Fastlane and get to our pickup point, the rest is on us. I mean, everything's included in your cost for your trip. The only extras is beer. I can't sell beer on the island. That's controlled by Mexico. So you got to. I could take you to the store, but we can't sell it. Obviously, gratuity for the crew if you're interested in doing that kind of thing. And then any souvenirs. One of my guys, McQueen, he has like a lot of abalone shells and things like that. And there's another family that comes by and sells trinkets. So, like,
that's cool.
You need extra that money for that. But otherwise, everything else is on us.
Now, what about, can you take... I know when Benny Florentino comes, he takes up like 3 cases of Florida Cana down there. Are you allowed to take some booze down there on the?
Please bring that stuff. No, you can. We had no problems getting through CBX with any of that kind of stuff this year. I lost chicken. Like, I brought chicken one time, like a dummy. You know what I mean? Can't bring anything like that. Anything cooked, like lunch meats, cheese, stuff like that, you can do.
They don't like beef jerky, that kind of stuff.
They do. You can bring that kind of stuff that's already been cooked. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they don't want me to bring any beef. Yeah, they don't want any chicken, things like that. So, but alcohol, no problem. You know what I mean? No problem.
The big thing, too, is, like Jeff said, it's just everything is so taken care of. If there's... You know, some people that haven't done a trip like this, there might be an apprehension of the unknown. I can assure you, there's nothing that you're not, you know, your hand isn't held going across in the best of ways, you know, like the high-end service way. Yeah. Like, there's nothing you need to worry about other than you're just going fishing with a bunch of buds and having a great time.
Yeah, there's no more weight restrictions, no more rod restrictions. Like, bring your stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just bring everything. Like, bring whatever you want. Like, if you can carry it. Bring it. Because it fits on the plane. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
so
it's
cool.
That's and
it's
how
nice.
Many people max on a plane?
The plane holds 6. It can hold 7 with, you know, if I go sometimes, if I come back or whatever, so I can sit as co-pilot.
Because you're lodged
holds six people.
Yeah, we it's a seven-bedroom, five-bath house. One of the bedrooms is mine. It's all single-room occupancy at our place. So,
wow.
A comfortable group for me is five.
Okay.
Because I'm the sixth, then that way there's three of us each on our pongas.
Right. Right.
There's lots of room that way. But if there's a group of six, you know what I mean, no problem. Come on down. Like, we're going to use both of my boats, and,
yeah.
you know, I'll sneak in there.
And sometimes do you take the kayaks on the pongas and fish kayak and ponga?
Oh, yeah. Like, if we're doing ponga, if we're doing kayak fishing, I only launch pretty much from the pongas,
okay.
unless the fish are right there in the marina,
uh-huh.
Because it's so nice to launch from the pongas. Plus, I can go anywhere. I can go to Bonitos, Chester's,
yeah.
Natividad,
so you could even
anywhere.
Take the pongas to Bonitos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude,
don't take the
same.
We load the kayaks.
No doubt.
On the, you know, three and three is how I do it, and then we go to Bonitos and launch the kayaks and fish all day and have a
wow.
great time and come on back. You know?
Rad.
Wow.
We had a time constraint down on the island this past year. Some of the captains, for some reason, working with some of the other tours, lobbied for a short day. I fought that hard and aggressively and got the time changed back to 5 p.m. So now we can go back to Bonitos. We can go to Chester's.
Nice.
We can go all the places we want to go. They can come in whenever they want, but like for me, like because I'm fishing. I want to fish all day.
Right.
I mean, that's why everyone's coming down.
Yeah,
we're there to
yeah,
fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So going to Bonitos is such, even on a ponga, is just
yeah,
such a
treat.
Great adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you have the right weather, it's pretty awesome.
If you get good weather, it's worth it to go because it's a little bit of a boat ride. Huge bass. Good yellowtail fishing. Sometimes wahoo. There's tuna there. There's everything. The
yeah.
rock fishing over there, ridiculous.
The yeah. times I've spent at Bonitos, too, I always am blown away at how shallow you can get a bite. Like, when you're casting into, like, little coves and pockets in the rocks, I mean, you swear, like, your lure hits where the water meets the rock. You know, like, half of the bait's dry, and you put your reel into gear, and a six-pounder already
yeah.
has
yeah.
it in its mouth. Like,
exactly.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that place.
The water is, like, this crazy, it's, like, green-blue. Like, it's, like, both colors. You know?
Yeah.
And you can see 50 feet, and you're just thinking, how do you get bit? And just clouds
oh,
of
man.
Calicos, clouds.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
So your operation, you fished the entire island, say, Joseph, depending on weather, and you do fish processing, too?
Everything, yeah.
Yeah.
I have zero limitations on where I go. Like, my best fishing report is if someone tells me there's no fish somewhere. Like, if one of the other boats goes to Punta Norte or something like that, like, we're going the next day. Because nobody fishes our style. We're fishing the island differently. We're taking our time. You know what I mean? We're picking the place apart, and we're getting good catches away from everyone.
Away from everyone.
And, yes, we process everything. We have a nice vacuum sealer that Chris helped us get.
Wow.
We package everything. I smoke fish with our Traeger, if people are into that.
And then all the meals are done at the house there.
Everything's
house
handled.
Is really super comfortable,
yeah.
super
yeah.
safe.
Nice.
Everything's just so dialed in. We
yeah.
take care of everything.
You can
everything.
Cruise around the community if you want.
Yeah, this year was a little tough because of the COVID rules.
Yeah.
But we love going into town. I have a couple spots that every now and then, like there's a nice hot dog stand that we go to that the guys just love.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. It's
fun.
Super fun. Just get out, a little bit of culture. You know what I mean? It's not your normal hot dog. And she makes tortas and burritos, super burritos, and hamburgers.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
And then, of course, the world's best tortilla factory.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's very fun. This year, we couldn't go into the tortilla factory because of the COVID rules, so I would take an order from everybody and then send Christian, you know, and like there were some days we were buying, you know, 20 packages of flour tortillas.
Yeah.
So, no, this is a great thing, just being part of this with Mike. I'm very big in that community, and I love giving. We do kids clinics with Chris's help. We do baseball clinics. We do soccer clinics. Like we're all about the kids. So tying this in with Friends of Rollo and having to give away, like we're honored to be part of this.
That's
so
cool.
Rad, man.
Yeah.
You
know,
I've seen
everything that we do.
Social media picture you guys bringing down, you know, loads of baseball equipment.
It's
and,
ridiculous.
You know, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah,
you guys do a really good job.
All of I have the best clients. Not only do I have the best crew, but I have the best clients. Like, everyone sees what we're doing down there. They feel the family atmosphere that we're providing, and they just want to be part of it. And it's just it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got goosebumps right now thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
I have 40 bats. Ron Matro and his son Caden showed up at my house the other day, truck full of baseball gear.
Wow.
You know what I mean? All these bats and helmets and catcher's gear and
neat.
Bases and then gloves and cleats, like bags and bags of cleats. Like, it's just
to I'm take down to the island.
Funnest time.
That's
with
so
this baseball.
Oh, the kids will go crazy.
Oh, they're going to go nuts.
Yeah. But if somebody wants to book a trip for next year at St. Joe's Island Fish and Charge, you better get on it.
You know, things right? are filling up really quick. When's your season start? We're going to start in May this year. We went the longest this past season. We were deep into November. We were the only one down there running in November, and the fishing was like our second to the last day of fishing down there. Black sea bass to 50 pounds, white sea bass to 40 pounds, yellows to 40 pounds.
Jeez.
Endless calicos, uncountable amounts. Like November fishing is ridiculous.
Amounts.
Yeah, it was.
I love
it. Seriously uncountable. You know what I mean? It's funny hearing guys talk about the flatfall. Like, that's one of my favorite lures on the island. Like, we catch everything on that thing. The 80 and the 100.
So your season will go May to November.
We're going to go May to November
next
year.
Do you have a calendar online?
There's a calendar online. The phone number's right there. You can call Katie. Talk to her. Yep. She's, she answers her phone all the time.
Yeah.
Taking questions, whatever you guys need. But, yeah, it's filling up quick. We got some special things we're doing next year. Kevin Nakata is going to be a big part. Sea Samurai.
Kevin's an awesome guy.
Yeah, he's
one of the best fishermen around.
Super crazy on the island, too. Like, the things he comes up with down there is pretty funny and what he does for the clients. So very happy to have him. Going to be hosting a lot of our groups next year.
Great.
Just I'm trying to do new things for the clients, like just constantly innovation. And I'll let the cat out of the bag. Like, we may be offering hunting trips to mainland Mexico here in the near future.
Wow.
Our pilot that we're working with, he has a big ranch in Sonora, Mexico.
Wow.
And they're going to be taking me there in January to check this thing out. So in our near future, we could be
Safe fishing charters and hunting.
Yeah.
Taking you on a 3-day fishing trip and then getting you on the King Air and flying you straight to the ranch and have you go shoot a pig. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, this it's fun to just have this opportunity to be in Mexico and all
you
the great fishing.
Mike Sears got perked up.
Yeah, I was really surprised to hear about that possibility of hunting.
It's
awesome.
It's very, very a good opportunity that we have. These guys that I'm working with, the permit process for bringing everyone's guns in play into Mexico and everything, all lined up. I'm excited to get down there and see what they've got going and how we're going to make this. I mean, to fly, you get on the plane on Monday, you come to St. Joe's with me, you stay till maybe Wednesday, Thursday, fish 3 days with me, I'm going to put you back on the King Air, and in 2 hours you're going to be at the ranch and maybe kill a pig that afternoon.
Wow.
I don't know, that's pretty...
That'd be kind of fun.
There's so many people that are into that. So
yeah.
Kevin is another good part of that, too. He's a crazy hunter. I didn't know that about him. Like, he's a crazy hunter. So.
That'll be fun. Well, hey, phones are packed up, Rick. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Vinny calling us from Carlsbad up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Vinny, good morning.
Hi, Vinny.
So we'll keep rolling, and how about we try Chuck calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. I was afraid Tim was going to call and you guys answered my call, but he beat you. I already got my tickets. I'm in, and I'm planning on getting the Cedros. Just a pleasure to participate in all that. You know, it makes you feel good. And the number at the end of the year is crazy amount of kids. So it's all good. And the Cedros thing, you're fishing before you can get to Tanner Bank. Flying there, you'd be in the water fishing, and we're still on the boat.
Yeah, a lot of my friends were making jokes this year. Yeah, my buddies were making jokes this year that it takes them longer to get to the Coronado Islands to go fish than they would just get on the plane. Like I tell everyone, just get on the plane.
Now, how about the plane? Can we bring our 10-foot casting rods?
Yeah, please do. With this private charter, there's lots of room in the King Air. And bring all your stuff. We were having people pack lighter before. Now the rules are different. Like the King Air holds all of our stuff. There's plenty of room for bringing our fresh fish home too. So yeah, bring your 10-foot rods, bring your tackle, bring your clothes, pack for the trip. Water is a big commodity on the island, so we were trying to wash clothes every single day, and we're just blowing through water. Like, I didn't know that to wash a load of clothes takes about 60 gallons of water.
Wow. Like,
that's a lot of water, So on a place down there where we don't have a lot, so for next year, bring all your clothes.
Bring
whatever you want to bring.
Bring what you want.
Yeah.
You're not going to need that many clothes anyway.
You're not. You know what I mean? But you know, now I don't, there's no, I have no restrictions on anything for anybody. You know what I mean?
That's
so
cool.
It's so nice to have it like that.
Definitely.
So nice.
All right. You better get on it. Book a trip with Katie. I get online. SagosIslandFishingCharters.com.
Exactly.
And can you book as a single? Is it a group? I mean, how does the booking work? Do you need to have your five buds that you guys all get together and you take the whole place? Or can I just go as a single angler? How does that part work?
For us, that's the beauty of my place is absolutely you could be a single because you have your own room. So you're hanging out with us all day. We're fishing, we're having dinner, we're hanging out in the garage, but at the end of the night, when you're done with us, you go to your room and you say goodnight and you have your own space to lay down, you have your own air conditioner in there, your own ceiling fan, like you control your own temperatures, and that's what makes it great for single anglers. There's a lot of us out there, you know, that's when I traveled with you, I was a single angler, my first trip to Sagros. So that's why I built my place the way I did. It doesn't matter if you're a single guy, like you can still be part of the group, but you have your own room and we all love our rest at night. You know, it makes it just such a more enjoyable trip. So
awesome, sure, man.
All right. Cool. So jumping back to win Rollo's reel and win a trip to Sagros Island Fishing Charters. How's the ticket sales going, Mike?
Well, Tim seems to be very, very busy. His phone number is 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631.
And this is amazing. $100 gets you 10 tickets and an entry to win Rollo's reel and Sagros Island kayak fishing. And there's only 150 of those available. And they're going to go, I would imagine they're going to go before the end of the day.
I would imagine that they are as well.
Yeah.
And getting a hold of Tim sometime today will get you entered into that. And you'll have all of the raffle tickets coming your way also for the grand raffle.
Which will happen in April.
Which will happen in April. And
tease us for 10 more. Yeah, yeah.
We only heard the first five.
So we're talking about we're talking about a total of 30 prizes with probably a few added before we're done.
Sure.
One of the other very nice trips is a fishing trip to Costa Rica with Fishing Nassara Charters.
Really?
Yeah. And that's going to be that's the first time that they have been part of this. We're also going to give away a 7-day trip on the Royal Polaris.
Whoa!
Oh,
and then we're going to also give away a charter on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing. So you have a trip for four people of your choice, private charter. You
get
to take your buddies out. Mm-hmm. And then we're all going to also add, and this is really an interesting one, we're going to give away a spot on the Tuna Wars 7 competition, which takes place in June. That's a promotion Rollo has been doing for, this will be the seventh year of the actual Tuna Wars, but the eighth year that Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna has come out with Dave Marciano. And we have a competition during the summer, and we raise a lot of money for the kids, and it's just a really, really great event.
So a spot on that trip.
A spot on that, which is really interesting because we're just about completely sold out already.
So that's
going to be a cherished spot right there. And we're also going to give away a 3.5-day trip out of H&M. And this is a 3.5-day trip. The date is still not settled. It'll depend on who wins it, but it's a 3.5-day trip for two people. So you get to go and you get to bring a buddy with you and and go on a 3.5-day trip out of H&M Landing. That'll be a really, really good one. We also have a Mammoth Lake condo, 3-night stay that was donated, and so we'll be giving that away. We're going to give away a custom rain shadow rod matched with an Avet. I guess this is an HXW 3-speed reel. So it's going to be a 3-speed Avet matched with a custom rain shadow rod. So that takes us down to the 12th item, and so we'll read the rest here in a little bit.
Yeah, that's a lot. And that's just buying the tickets. You buy the pack of $100, you get the entry, special entry into that, and then you get all the chances to win all this stuff.
Crazy.
So, yeah, 30-plus prizes. Yeah. So, hey, time to find out what's biting on the water.
You got it, buddy. It's time for our FishDope.com report by Captain Dave Hansen. That's your saltwater guy. The Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. Their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, and an amazing poke kit. They're now open at the new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we got Dave Hansen standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Rick and Pete, Jeff and Mike. How cool is it to have you guys in there? What a great show. Thank love you. Both you guys. I love all four of you guys, but, man, it's good to hear Mike and Jeff in there.
Thanks, Dave.
And I can't believe there's any tickets still left. That's crazy if there's even any tickets left. But, hey, we talked last week a little bit about that squid going on up at the Santa Cruz at the Channel Islands. Well, we talked about the halibut bite. Well, it did not disappoint this week. There was really good halibut fishing. There was limit-style halibut fishing for a couple of the really good boats up there in between Chinese Harbor and Prisoners Harbor. The weather was absolutely spectacular up there at the Channel Islands, and it did not disappoint. I know there wasn't any sea bass and yellowtail, that at least that they were talking about, but phenomenal halibut fishing, like unbelievable halibut fishing, which I don't know. I take a halibut instead of a sea bass myself, but that's just me. Now, that thing going on out at the Tanner, how cool is that? Jiggle up a little bit of squid when you get there in the – jiggle up a little bit of squid and then fly line a squid as soon as it starts to get a little gray light, catch a bluefin. Limit style bluefin fishing. It's wide open. They're biting the fly line. They're reacting like a tuna should. They're coming to the corner on the chum. It's pretty spectacular fishing. Like what Ricky said, we run out of people again this year. We run out of people before we run out of fish. What a horrible problem to have. And then, like Brian Woolley was talking about, they opened up Southern Orange County, finally. And I tell you what, a couple of my good buddies were out there hoop netting last night, and it did not disappoint. Dana Point was very, very good hoop netting. A lot of sorting out, but a phenomenal amount of lobsters. Really good lobster fishing. Lots of shorts, but still enough to take some quality lobsters home to have for dinner. And then Catalina still kicking out good lobsters over there, Pete. I know you got to get over there.
Gotta
That's your
over.
Favorite thing to do.
So I will. Probably January when the hip heals, I'll be getting over there.
Okay, good, because it's good.
Yeah, plenty of time for sure. Well, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have been on top of all this. They were the breaking news on that opening in Dana Point and around that area there. And had all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And how do we find you, Captain Dave Hansen?
Guys, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Plus, Friday night, we launched our new store, so we have some cool merchandise for you with all those corny sayings I say at all the seminars. Shirts, hats, coffee cups. Check out my store, Your Saltwater Guide, or store.yoursaltwaterguide.com. And we got gift certificates available, and I will have a great report for you next week. It looks like the weather's going to be phenomenal all week. Yeah, a little bit of blow on Thursday, but looks like it's going to be real good for the weekend again, so we should have a good report next weekend.
Nice. Well, we appreciate it. Great job, buddy. Sounds like some great fishing to be had, and I just want another December bluefin report next week.
That,
man. That's
huh?
what we're looking for. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Dave. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report. Sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting the knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the other custom killer knives from Anza. They have high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Process.
All right. Special bonus report here, Mike, on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. Are you getting in on some of this bluefin action?
What, December bluefin, that's craziness.
Yeah, how about that,
that's
huh?
So cool.
You know, at Buzz got in yesterday morning. I think that makes four trips in a row with limits of bluefin, which, you know, we have to haul the boat out here in a couple of days up in L.A., and I'm really, really bummed. I mean, this is nicest weather we've had all year, best fishing we've had all year, and I really wish I was not going to be in L.A. next week.
Yeah, right?
So it's been crazy. You know, I think Tyler texted me the other day from on the Zolio that they were done at 10 o'clock in the morning and looking for big ones. I'm like, yeah, it's craziness.
Wow. Ooh, so fun.
So we got a couple weeks in the boatyard. Hopefully we can just get right back on it. We do have a lot of really neat sponsored Colinette trips coming up January and February as well. And I know, well, Harlan texted me the other day. He was leaving Colinette, and they picked up two bluefin down there on the troll. So, you know, what's the worst thing? You know, just a little bit of lingcod, reds, and bluefin.
That sounds good.
I can handle that.
So once you get out of the yard, you're going to do the Colinette trips.
We have Colinette trips online on the weekends. We have trips sponsored by Seeker, Akuma, Pelagic, and Pizza Port. And hopefully in between, we're fishing bluefin.
Man, I love it.
Fantastic.
That's cool, Mike.
Well, if somebody wants to book one of those trips, they're up online right now?
They're online, and we're going to add some more sponsored trips to it. 2.5-day Seeker sponsored trips, and all the other ones are day and a half. So give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And, I mean, I don't know who else is running right now, but, yeah, for anybody out there that wants to go catch a bluefin, find a boat, and hey, you got to get out there.
Go now. Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, well, good luck with the boat work, Mike, and we sure appreciate all your great reports every week. You've been just so great to Let's Talk Hookup, and people love those
great.
Live reports.
Well, great to hear you back on the air. And
yeah.
We'll we're gonna rush our boat work and try to get back on it. So, keep an eye on our schedule.
All right. Sounds good. And keep us posted on how you're doing with the boat work. Good luck at that, and have a happy holiday for sure.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar size kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Hey, this is Rosie from Phaedra Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much cool info going on. So much great talk about Cedros Island fishing charters, all the great deals, Zorallos. It's just a great show, man. Having a blast.
So once again, we're giving you the chance to win a trip to Cedros Island fishing charters and win Rollo Reel. Rollo's Reel. You can get tickets at call Tim at 909-223-9631. He is standing by. If he doesn't answer the phone, leave a message with your phone number. Leave the phone number twice if you can with your name, and he will get back to you. But this is pretty unprecedented. You buy $100 in raffle tickets, you're going to get an entry. Now, here's a scenario I would do. You buy $1,000 worth of tickets. You're going to get you're going to get a lot of tickets, and you're going to get 10 chances to win this trip to Cedros Island Fishing Charters and Rollo's Reel, which means you have a 1 in 15 chance to win that package.
That's a good call.
Yeah, you're right about that.
If you, and it's a tax deductible. It's a 501c3. It's a tax deductible donation. Check with your accountant on that. But there's a lot of people that do that. That a lot of people that buy $1,000 worth because it just betters your chances. And then you have all those 30 plus prizes to win too.
Yeah, the prizes are fantastic. And we sell, even when we don't do this promotion, we sell thousands and thousands of these raffle tickets each year when we do this. Some people buy them and give them to other people. Some people just buy them to support the cause. But the best deal that we have right today is if you buy $200 worth of tickets, you get 25 tickets.
Yeah.
So that's a great value, and you get
two chances.
You get two chances.
So. Wow, to get in on this deal. Pretty
cool. The only way you can do that is to call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631, and leave your name and phone number, like you said. Please make it so he can hear you. And clearly, and he will call you back and get you all set up.
But, I mean, there is – the odds on this deal are unbelievable.
Yeah, for real.
Winning really good prizes that are good prizes that people want to use.
A bucket list trip. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Coming down to Cedros.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Let me real quick give off the next five items here that are on this list of prizes that we're going to be giving away in April. And we're going to give away a Bose Bluetooth speaker. That's one of the items. We're going to give away a two-night stay at Lake Arrowhead Resort.
Wow.
That one's always been popular. People love that place. We're going to give away a $500 Turner's gift card. We're going to give away two different winners, $500 Fisherman's Landing gift card.
Wow.
We're going to give away a $200 AFCO gift card. We're going to give away an AO hybrid cooler. And for those guys that aren't familiar with AO coolers, they are exceptional soft-sided coolers. They donated several really nice prizes, but we'll be giving away one of their hybrid coolers. And we're going to also give away one of their 6-foot kill bags. They make an awesome fish kill bag that a lot of the guys aren't familiar with, but they donated that to us. We'll throw that in the mix. And then along with AO coolers, we're going to give away a set of their regular soft-sided cooler, which is going to be a 24, 36, and 48 size. You get all three of them.
Whoa.
And those AO coolers, for those, they don't look as impressive as they are. They just look like a soft-sided cooler. But you don't have to use the imitation ice or frozen bottles. You can just throw ice in there, and they will not leak.
Wow,
they're fantastic.
Awesome.
They're well insulated and they don't leak, and that's great. And then we're also going to give away a Shimano Kronark MGL 150 baitcast reel, and we're going to give away a set of two of the Anza Fisherman's Processing fillet knives.
That's
a set
cool.
of two.
Wow.
So, and I'll read the rest later, but you can see
that's
that the quality of prizes is amazing.
Yeah, and all the trips and such like that. Unbelievable.
Awesome. Really unbelievable.
All right. Well, let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. Let's talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, another great show, guys. You know, I called about the friends. I got a couple of things, the friends for Rollo. But I got to mention real quick about the Cedros deal. A friend of mine called, and I think he talked to Katie. I think that's Carl's wife. But anyway, he could not emphasize enough how thorough she was of the information about that trip. So anyway, I just thought I'd kind of mention that going through here. But 3 years ago, the Lions Club of National City, we took a group of kids that I was hooked up by Howard. who I've got to say is everything that Howard said was right spot on. You know, he got us on the Dolphin. We took like 40-plus kids, some of them low economic kids, middle class, upper class. We took the whole spectrum, and it was not a great fishing day. Everybody caught some fish, but, I mean, you know, some days it can be over the top. It was not like that, but anyway, it was a great trip. They did such a great job. I think they paid the whole price. There's no skimping as far as the Friends of Rollo on paying for the trip. And they also tipped the boat. And then, of course, the Lions Club, we threw in a tip. But anyway, I just can't say enough about the adventure we had on the Dolphin there. The crew did a great job. So anyway, guys, I got my phone call into Tim. He actually called me back, but I did not pick up the phone because I didn't want to get cut off here at this end. So, okay, thanks, everything.
Right, well, you better call him again, Jim, before all the tickets are gone.
Thank you for your comments about the trip. Thank you for your comments about the trip. That is what our organization does, is we take kids on their first ocean fishing trip from all walks of life, and we have found over the years that the actual fish catching becomes third or fourth down on the list of impressions that these kids get from being on the water. And our goal is to always try to maintain at least 100 charters a year from San Diego all the way up to the Bay Area. So we did 104 charters a year before last. Last year we were down from that, but we're going to bounce right back, and we'll be back to over 100 charters.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
And I want to say thank you for the kind words about Katie. She's just a huge part of our organization, everyone that works for me. We love talking about Cedros and providing information. So, again, thank you very much.
Since you added Katie, she has just brought a next dimension to the whole
man, I mean, effort. And my crew down on the island, like, loves her organization. You know what I mean? Like, I do pretty good, but, like, I'm thinking about fishing all the time.
Yeah, you're a fishing guy. Yeah. So, catching another world record.
Yeah, you know, so when it comes to just keeping the train on the tracks, I guess, you know what I mean? That woman is phenomenal.
She is, for sure. Well, hey, Brian in Harupa Valley has a question. When you get picked up at Dana Landing, where do I park my truck?
So we have a nice free parking right there by Ron's place, by Fastlane. We put a sticker in your window so that your car is fine, and then Ron and his gang keep an eye on your car while you're with us. It's just right there, nice, safe, free. That's the beauty of our thing. Like, everything, we are the only all-inclusive resort down there. Once you sign up with us, like, you need beer money and tip money. Like, that's it. Everything else, all of your first day fishing, all of your meals, fishing anywhere on Cedros, Natividad, Chester's, Bonitos, everything all inclusive.
Wow.
Single room occupancy. There's no extra charge for any of that kind of stuff. Wow. Like, this is, you're it's getting something that's, yeah, it's 100% executive style.
Well, so, Kevin Akata says, Cedros Island Fishing Charters has always been the best experience in Southern California fishing, and I can't wait for 2022.
Oh, this, I'm telling everybody, like,
sea
get
samurai.
Ready. Yes, this guy is going to, our fishing is good. We do very well down there. He's going to change my fishing.
So he's going to be involved kind of as a guide?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
going to be forced to spend more time at the island.
He's asked to be down there for 20 weeks.
20 weeks?
So
he's better in real trouble.
Yeah.
He's in real trouble down
my
there.
My crew is in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, that guy, he's an animal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just excited. Like, he's a very, very good friend of mine.
Oh,
I'm excited
to
have him part
guy.
Of it.
Oh. And he's a heck of a fisherman.
Perfect team member.
He's taught me so much about the island already. He's only been down there like, you know, a handful of times with me. He just tears the place apart.
No, he's got some sixth sense about
it's
fishing.
We're very, very fortunate to have him as part of this.
So he's going to be like, when you're not there, he's going to be kind of doing
absolutely.
The guiding.
Yeah, he's going to enhance our fishing like tenfold. I know
sweet.
It.
That's great.
That's great.
All right. Well, the phones are packed, as are the texts. We're going to jump back into him, talk to Carl. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Carl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah.
Hi, Carl.
I was wondering the Cedros deal. What is your lowest, like, 5 days, 7 days for a trip? Three days?
Great question. What we offer is 4-day packages and 5-day packages. So a 4-day is Friday to Monday, And then the 5 day would be Monday through Friday. So on that 4 day, no one offers this. Okay. You're coming down to stay with me for 4 days. You're fishing for 3 of those days. So like, you will get to me by 9:30 or so on the island, and I'll have you on the water on Friday. And by 10:30, you're fishing already. You're out on the water. So, you'll get three days on the water. So those are our
packages.
Fish
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All day Sunday. And
then you'll fly home Monday.
You're out of there. You're back at Fastlane by like 11:30 in the morning.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Crazy. It's truly just, and always fresh fish too. We don't freeze anything. Everything is so easy for us to ship back now. It's so quick and you're back home so fast that those soft cooler bags, the AO bags, we'll be investing in those this year. I need new ones for my pongas. So, and that's how I ship all the fish is with the soft cooler bags. It makes it so simple. So you're bringing home fresh fish. That's another thing that just no one can provide that. You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't happen. Everyone else freezes fish. We don't freeze any fish.
And then the 5 day trip, you come in on Monday, fish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then fly home Friday morning.
Friday morning after Huevos Rancheros or Chili Killers, you're out of there.
So you get 4 full days of fishing.
4 full days. Like that travel day, okay, yeah, you're not on the water for 10 hours, but you're on the water for like 7 hours. Every single one of my trips, we got yellows, like right away on that first day. You know what I mean? So that's you just not.
You guys were always a very first-class operation. It sounds like this new flight and everything, too. Every year, the ladder just keeps going up and up and up.
It really
up. It was first-class from the start, but what you guys just added so much cool stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, it's nice to provide that. Like, it's a high-end trip now. Like, you're coming down for a vacation. It's not just a fishing trip. Like, I got a lot to show you down there, you know, and I get a lot of time now because everything's so fast. You get to me in an hour and 15 minutes. Like, you're there.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, that's exciting. Awesome. Someone's going to be really stoked.
Yeah, no
hey,
doubt.
Thanks for the call.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Jason. Jason's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Jason. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Jason.
Hello, Jason. I have two questions. So, first off, I want to take my nephew out fishing. He's never been out on a day boat or ocean fishing for anything like big. He's out in Arizona. So my question is, when's the best time to go out for yellowtail for a day trip, you know, coming up next, you know, I guess, you know, springtime? And then two, fishing on a budget, is the Speedmaster 2 adequate to the other higher end reels? And is what's the difference between the 16 and the 20?
Man, I would jump on one of those full day trips coming up in the spring here. To go out to the Coronado Islands for yellowtail, San Diego, the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing,
Mission
San Diego
Bell.
At a Mission Bell, I mean, there's just a lot of options. So full day trip on that, and then Speedmaster, that Shimano Speedmaster, what a great reel.
Yeah, I mean, for the budget, a fantastic reel. You said, is it comparable to the others? It absolutely is. It is a lesser expensive version of a higher end, you know, it's a lesser expensive version of Italica. Is it the same reel? No, but is it very similar? Absolutely it is, and very worthy of the budget. And the difference between a 16 and a 20, I mean, just a larger versus smaller reel. The 16 is a little bit shorter, wider reel. The 20 is a taller reel. 20, in my opinion, would be overkill for most of the local yellowtail fishing that you need. A great reel for this bigger bluefin that we're doing. And it wouldn't be so big you couldn't yo-yo jig fish with it. But I think if I were, you know, if this happens to go along with the yellowtail fishing that you're potentially talking about doing, I would think about maybe doing that Speedmaster 12.
12
or the 16.
12 is my favorite reel.
So nice. Fishing your hand really good. 65-pound Power Pro, a little 30 or 40-pound top shot, you'd be
tons
off to the races.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in and talk to Greg? Greg called us from Paris this morning. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Friends of Rollo accept freshwater gear.
Yes, we accept all types of fishing tackle. Use fishing tackle as donated items. All we ask is that the product be in workable condition. Sometimes we end up with some donations that, frankly, are not repairable, and we don't have the resources to get them done. So if you've got something in working condition, we would love to hear from you. Use tackle donations to us has become one of our larger annual funding sources. So we encourage everyone to keep us in mind when they upgrade their tackle or end up with stuff that they're not currently using.
And if you have used tackle, you can drop it off at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You can drop it off at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Where else, Mike?
Well, those are the two drop-off points that we have all the time. But if you contact us, again, it's...
if you're up in the L.A. area or Orange County or Santa Barbara, Ventura area?
You can just contact us through the website or contact me or Tim directly, mike@rollokids.org, tim@rollokids.org. We'll make arrangements to get the tackle from you.
We talk about it a lot, but, I mean, the donation of used tackle really is that easy. You don't, if you're in the San Diego area, I'm sure it's the same at Dana Landing. I can speak for us. You don't need an appointment. You can literally show up unannounced and say, hey, man, I got a bunch of gear in the back, and any of the guys from the shop be happy to run out and help you with it, and we'll get it. If you need a certificate or anything, we can get that too at some point. But if you just want to drop off here, hey, I'm cleaning out the garage and this doesn't have use to me anymore, but I'd love it to earn some money to take some kids out fishing, we'll just make sure that it gets to the right hands. You don't need to do a thing.
And when's that used tackle sale going to happen, Mike?
We don't have specific dates, and traditionally we use Day at the Docks as one of our sales, but we've been getting a good enough volume now that we've actually been doing it twice a year. The last one was at Seaforth Landing, and that facility worked out really well for us.
Cool.
So if we have a large enough volume donated, then we'll do that again. And I am planning on being at Day at the Docks with that.
So if there is a Day at the Docks, do we know for sure?
I don't
right?
think it's official yet.
It's not official. But if there is a Day at the Docks, will you do used tackle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Day at the Docks was, for years, one of our larger days of the year.
Yeah.
And we love interacting with the people at that event.
Yeah. And I believe that's April 10th is the scheduled date.
I think that's the scheduled date.
Yeah, the scheduled date. So stay tuned to our show.
Yeah,
and we'll
hopefully so. That's a really fun one.
But thank you for those donations. And, keep them coming. And all of that stuff is, again, it's a 501c3 corporation, tax-deductible donations. And if you want to get a receipt for your tax purposes, Captain Rollins will provide that for you. Right, Mike?
Absolutely, we will. Glad to do it. And like I say, there's a lot of people. We've had several large donations recently of people that have moved back east, and they just said, I don't have any need for this tackle, and they were kind enough to donate everything. And
that's
we get
awesome.
the rods, reels, tackle boxes, the whole nine, and we're going to have a very impressive used tackle sale the next one we do.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Great.
I dig it.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Talk to Tim. Tim's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, and Merry Christmas, guys. Thank God I've got Tim Baker on speed dial. I got my ticket this morning, so that's good. Anyways, I've got a question for when it comes to bringing tackle down to Cedros. I'm sort of skeptical about bringing rods. I don't want anything to happen to my rods. So if I bring reels, are there rods that I can attach my reels to down there already?
Oh, yeah, 100%. First of all, like, we load the plane ourselves, so you'll be putting the rods in the plane yourself if you want. So you could be rest assured that nothing's going to happen to your rods unless you damage them, putting them in the plane. So that's an option for you. But if you didn't want it, if you wanted to only bring your reels, Dr. Chris has helped us, and we have, like, 25 of very high-end Okuma rods down there that I fish with exclusively.
So just bring your reels.
Just bring your reels if you
want.
Whoa. You know, they're very nice rods. All my fish. Yeah, I mean, if that's what works for you, if you don't mind, having someone else's, another rod in your hand. But, like, you're literally going to load the plane yourself. It's my plane. So you can put your stuff in there, and that way you don't have to worry that something's going to get damaged.
Right.
It's not. Like, we load it.
I love about your operation is it is to whatever person makes it the best sense. So for Tim, not having to bring his rods is what he loves about it. For me, it's the exact opposite. Like, I love the fact that I get to bring, there's not a length restriction. There's
exactly.
not a number restriction, whatever it may be. Like, that's,
bring
you know what
stuff.
I mean? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it is awesome. And
as
and
much
thank
as little
you,
as you want it to be.
Right. And thank you again, Chris, for all that you do. Like, the rods are awesome. Okuma makes great product.
Yeah.
Like, I like their stuff. I'm on their pro staff, and I fish their stuff exclusively. It's very strong, super durable. I was telling the guys at Okuma this year, I just sent all my reels in for service. I used the same five reels all season First time ever. Like, I didn't need to do anything. I, you know, we wash them every day, but I mean, I had probably 150 days on the water, like pulling on big ones. So,
nice.
Like, yeah, it's, you know, the quality of everyone's gear now. It doesn't matter what name brand you pick. Like, everything is just, the quality is so good now.
Yeah. Hey, we have an issue. Tim's mailbox is full.
So now that's why people are texting.
So now what?
Email.
Wow.
Keep trying.
that's a kick-ass call.
So now what, yeah. Mike? So, but I guess just call back.
I see smoke.
Yeah, I would say just either send him an email, tim@rollokids.org,
wait a couple hours.
Wait, and call he'll clear it.
Yeah, so. And you'll have time. You should have time to get in.
That's awesome.
It's a good problem.
He'll be working on this for the rest of today. So yeah. If you waited an hour or so to call, yeah. It's probably not going to matter.
Again, 909-223-9631, or tim@rollokids.org is the email. Continue at it, and you'll get through.
Well, one more text that we got to read regarding donations, and it just says, "Hi, this is Don Hansen. You can drop off any tackle at Dana Wharf. We've definitely been receiving donations, and we'll make sure that it gets to Mike and Mike."
All right, awesome. Thanks, Don, for listening. That's great.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going on a trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing and getting 10 of those grand raffle prize tickets. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, the big winner going fishing on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing and getting 10 of the grand raffle prize tickets. Big congratulations, Greg in Paris. You are hooked up, Greg.
Yeah, Greg, congratulations. And, boy, Mike, once again, like we said, maybe Tim's on overload right now, but just keep trying. Again, if we want to win Rollo's Reel, win that trip to St. Joe's Kayak Fishing and have a chance to win all those 30 plus prizes that are available. And I know we got another one added from Jeff at Sushi on a Roll. He's going to do like a big sushi party for people, right?
Well, I haven't called him back yet, but we will, and we'll find out what he's got in mind.
Sushi
by the way,
party?
Jeff does a wonderful job with us at the, at the Tuna Wars reception the last 2 years, which we do at Dana Landing. He has come over, and it is like pulled out all the stops.
He is such an incredible supporter of Rollo, Jeff from Sushi and a Roll. He's just a huge supporter,
yeah,
a great
people.
Guy.
Totally.
I just want to thank everyone, all the fishermen out there that support the program, all the industry people, you, Pete, everybody that helps us with media and promotion. If you guys, if we didn't do this together, this wouldn't happen. And we're talking about 5,000-6,000 kids a year that get a chance to do this, and none of it would be possible. It just would not exist if we didn't work together as a team on this. And really, it's working, it's growing, and the kids are winning.
What a great opportunity to take kids fishing. Yeah, for sure. So, again, if you want to get support Rollo, give us a detail.
Well, you call Tim. If you want to buy raffle tickets, call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Leave him a message. If his voice box is still full, please wait an hour and call him back again.
All right. Yes, for sure. And, Jeff, if we want to go to Cedros Island kayak fishing, how do we get you?
You can go on our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, or give Katie a call, 760-913-9035.
Yeah, Cedros Island Fishing Charters, and also kayak fishing.
Cedros kayak
Don't forget
fishing.
The kayak fishing,
yeah, man,
for
whatever,
sure.
Whatever you
want
to do. Come
thanks,
on
Jeff. Thanks, guys. And thanks to you. Thanks, Doc, for your report today. And thanks to JP for manning the phones. And thanks to all of you for all your support of Rollo. And, of course, Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedros Sport Fishing will be here. And then next Sunday, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is going to be here. That's going to be a couple of great shows. Next Saturday, 7 and 9 a.m. Be safe, be happy, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 10 Night.